Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to you.
To you, my people, who has been lost from your own kind for the last 400 years, and who has been following the teachings of the slave master, who enslaved our fathers and ourselves. And for the whole entire duration of the time that we have been here in this part of the world, we have suffered from the lack of the knowledge of self and from the knowledge of God and the knowledge of the devil. We have not known our people even as much. We have not been able to visit them. Are they to visit us? They have been prevented to come in among us and try and get acquainted with us and to try and teach us what they know of themselves. This has been prohibited by the white man of America to prevent our joining on to our own kind, and to keep us out of the knowledge of our own self and our kind, and has kept us separated from our own kind up until just a few years ago. Now today, being so long from your own kind and from the knowledge of that which you should have knowledge of, it has made you know very, very hard to understand and even to love yourself and your kind. This straying away from your own kind and from the knowledge of yourself and kind has caused you to hate yourself and hate your own kind. And you are so divided against self that actually it seems impossible for you to be united to self. But it's not impossible. You can be united and will be united and aren't being united. The trouble with you, you have always looked towards your slave masters as guides and dependents. You have not never been able to get together and decide on doing something for yourself, not even to this day. Yet at the present time, with the doom of America's now, in her doors and in her windows, and in the eyes and in the words, and in the hearts of her people who understand, you are yet knocking on her door and begging her for support and for a place among her. Instead of asking leave of her, you're asking her to keep you and sustain you and to even now take you as her brother and her sister, and let you intermarry with her and let you become one of them. This is your foolish desire today. The leaders is far from being right when they are trying to lead you to unite with other than your own, trying to get you to unite with white people and force white people to accept you as their own kind, or as they accept their own kind. Such leadership is far from being right for you. So I'm not trying to force you to do that which you does not desire to do. I'm only trying to show you the right way. And even your leaders I am trying to show them the right way. But their drunk orphan leadership are being called leaders without the knowledge of themselves, even as much, or the knowledge of their own kind, that they have more love for others in their kind than it does for their own kind, and therefore wishes not to call you, as I am calling you, to go back to your own kind. What I mean, go back to your own kind, I mean your nation. Go back to the love of your own self. Not places I am referring to, but actually I'm referring to yourself. Go back to self and stop trying to divide self against self and spare half of yourself to someone other than yourself. This is making yourself very ignorant and hastening your own doom. I want to talk on this thing today with you, that America is facing her doom. And the world of science knows that America is now facing her doom. And you are ignorant to want to share in the doom of America. I'm not trying to hasten you against your own belief. I'm only telling you the truth which is incumbent upon me. I cannot do other than to tell you the truth. Allah has risen me from among you to teach you the truth and show you the way to success. But you are rejecting me. You are showing that you despise me. You are showing that you does not want one from among yourself to be your leader towards the goal of peace and happiness. You don't want that one. You want a white person to lead you. You want a white person to counsel for you. You want to be in the white family. You want to live side by side and in the house with the white man. This is getting you nowhere but to more trouble and to the doom in which this nation is headed to. The country of America has become a very, very corrupt country. An international corrupted country. America has become the most troubled and the most, we should say, the most confused of them all. America is now fulfilling that which is written in the book of prophecy concerning her that will come upon her in the last days. These are the last days of the white race. Believe it or not, I'm only warning you that you have no rights to suffer the things that you suffer. It is because, as the Bible teaches you, you are without the knowledge of self and without the knowledge of others. Therefore, you are suffering from that which you actually don't have knowledge of and refuses to come to knowledge. You are a great disputer of that which you have no knowledge of. You are a great disbeliever in that which you have not knowledge of, and a great believer in that which you actually think that you have knowledge of and yet don't have knowledge of. This the Bible prophesied by Moses as a foolish people and warned the Israelites people meaning the Caucasian race, that God in the last days would absolutely take a foolish people and they would disturb you and upset you. You would absolutely be threatened. You'll be worried, you will be disgraced by a foolish people. But the people, you made them yourself as they are. The Negro are not his teacher. The so-called Negro, the lost and found members of the black Asiatic nation of the earth, did not teach himself, I repeat. He was taught by his slave master, by his enemies. And his enemies, being so profoundly hatred of them, hated them so much that he taught them in such way that now he's ashamed of the way that he has taught his own slave. And now you are vexed with your slave as Moses prophesied you would. I will vex you with a people that is no people. And now this people are running mad. Your own slave, trying to get equality with you and be recognized as your equal and seek your love for them as you love your own white members of your family. And a certain percentage of your people is trying to show them under hypocrisy that they are in love with the so-called Negro and desires to see him enjoy justice, equality with them, and to marry into their family. Knowing that you are not sincere in doing such things, but you hear the call of Allah to these people, and you want to bring this people to their doom with you, to absolutely try and thwart the plan of Allah to save them. But as it is written again, Allah will work, and who shall hinder? And in another place in your own Bible, he have proposed, and who shall annul it? I say to you this day that America faces her eternal doom. She sees these things on the horizon, looking and, and rising their heads, the doom of Americans is seen on the horizon. Not in one direction, but in every direction. We see the doom of Americans rising her head over her from the horizon of the earth. We see Americans today most confused of all the nation of earth because of her desire to keep her slave down to the knowledge of self and desire to keep them from returning to their God Allah and to his religion, Islam. They desire to keep them from Allah. They desire to make Allah and his religion appear as something false, and something that they should eat of. But Allah says in the sixth verse, surah of the Holy Quran, Allah will perfect his light. Though the disbelievers may be adverse, the Christian people have ever worked against the true religion of Almighty God. And today they are showing themselves manifestly that they do not like that you submit to the will of Almighty God. Allah is his proper name. This is what is meant when a man tells you that you should believe in Islam. It means that you should submit to the will of Almighty God. That's just what it means. Islam is an Arab word for submission. And that's all it means. Just submit to the will of God. You are saying that under false saints. In many of your mouths, you will say that I'm willing to submit to the will of God, not knowing that this is Islam that you are saying then. But you are not willing to submit to the will of Allah. You are not willing to do it. You are not doing it. You are willing to submit to the will of other than Allah, the devil himself. You want to make love with the adversary of Almighty God, Allah. The doom is approaching. It is rapping on your windows and on your doors. It is in the streets. It is in the air. It's everywhere. The doom approaches. And you're doing everything that the prophet said that you would do just prior to your destruction. Try to deceive the people and make the people believe right is wrong and wrong is right. Make the people to believe that Allah is not God, and that Allah has not appeared among you, and that Islam is the wrong religion. This is what you are being listening to today. I said to you that you are on the road to total destruction. You are heeding the call to the truth today, as the people of old heeded the call to the truth. You are despisers of the truth today, as the people of old was despisers of the truth. You are planning on how best that you can kill or prosecute the messenger of the truth and put him to shame and cast him into prison or destroy him outright. This is what they thought of all the other messengers. And when that time or that doom approached, they planned the same thing, to kill the messenger and even those that was believing, that was following him. These things you have agreed upon here in America. Get rid of Elijah. Get rid of Muhammad. Kill Muhammad. Kill his followers. I warn you that you are speaking the same language that the disbelievers spoke of Noah, and the same that spoke the same language of Lot and his followers. And they all met with the same thing when they rose up to destroy Allah's messengers. That was the end of them. So it shall be with you. You seek to destroy me. You say every evil and filthy thing imaginable against me today. I will not return no such talk to you. I will not take part in slandering. I know you has been slandered yourself already for 400 years. I would not be the messenger of Allah, nor would I be the brother of you who have suffered from the same enemies as I have, to go and now slander you for the sins and the evil things that you are doing, that I know where it came from and the teachers of it. It was not you. You are not guilty of it. It is those who read you, those who brought you into subjection to themselves. They are the ones to blame, not you. I will not slander you. I will not seek to kill you. That is not my mission, to slander or to kill. It is my mission to teach you the right way and put you on the path to success. This I have been faithfully doing for 33 long years. And to get you out of the name and out of the religion, out of the power of the enemy. This is my mission. I tell you openly, and I declare to you that I have got Allah on my side, who have missioned me to do this work of salvation for you. But you have rejected me, and now you seek to destroy me with your tongue and with your hands. I take refuge now in Allah. I seek refuge in Him from what you has planned against me. Then if it pleases Him, He will forgive you. And if it doesn't please Him, He will chastise you. I have nothing to do with it. But I do know that I have been a faithful witness to you and have tried hard for 33 long years under the most hardest suffering that a man can think of, except being tortured and destroyed by death. I suffered 7 years in hiding from your knife and from your gun and from persecution. And I, after that, went to prison for this truth and stayed there over 4 years. I suffered in 50 jailhouses for months. 13 long months did I sit in one prison house to the other. Jails. But you doesn't care anything about anyone suffering for you. You are a people with a hard and an ignorant heart. Cares nothing about that. You want to be leaders yourself, and you cares nothing about the sacrifice that has been made to lead you right. This I say, causing confusion and pulling you off the right road into the path of the enemy to be taken into his doom. You will come to know that I have taught you the truth. You will come to know that there is no more messengers coming behind Elijah Muhammad. To you, the next messengers will be the messengers of death that will come to execute judgment upon those of you who are so wicked and so proud and so hateful of the messenger, and who have no respect for him at all. Nor do you have any respect for the God who has sent me, nor the truth in which I bear to you from him. You are a very evil and a proud people who have no respect for your own, but have respect for other than your own, which you wishes. In the days of the approaching doom of Noah's people, the people call him liars, and they seek to try to make the people whom he was warning to think that he was crazy. In the days of Lot, the same thing went on with him among the disbelievers. They was mad with anger just to hear Lot say to believe in Allah. They were angry. They were angry with the angels who visited Lot. They wanted to kill them and kill Lot for entertaining them. When they got to this point, then Allah rose up and destroyed them all. This is what awaits you, my people, here in America. This is what you are hasting on. I see daily how that you seek to destroy the truth. I see you like mad running around through this city, hoping that you can find Elijah to destroy Elijah. Elijah is the man that you hate. Elijah is the man of your salvation, and you don't know him. Elijah is the man whom God has sent here to try to put you on the right way, that you may be successful and to unite you with your own people. This Elijah has been successful in linking the two people together. Elijah has, for the first time since you've been in the Western Hemisphere, has now joined your hands with your people's hands across the Atlantic Ocean and to the far of the Pacific. By the help and the guidance of Allah, you are now, so that you can communicate with your people and return to them if you like to. This you have seen. For the first time, there is no leader in America that ever has been able to unite you in respect to your own people in Africa and Asia. Before me, none. This is the thing that God has given to you through the mouth of his prophets, that Elijah must come and he must unite you, referring to you as children and your own people, independent people back in your native land, as the Father who produced you. That they must be united before there can be a judgment. This I can say with the spirit of truth and with the joy of gladness, that you has now been linked together. Today you see your native people from Africa visiting you, and you visiting them for the first time. Your people all over the world are now coming in to America's visiting you. The main thing they would like to know, where is he that has taught you of Allah and his true religion, Islam? Where is that man that leads you in this path? They finally finds me, and they gives me great.
This is WEBH 93.